With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump legal team is not giving up. Mr. Trump's lawyers trying again to have the Florida classified documents case tossed out.
The Trump legal team argues that the indictment fails to clearly articulate a crime and instead amounts to a personal and political attack against the former president. The motion is one of several that Trump's lawyers have filed to dismiss the classified documents case, some of which have already been denied. A trial was scheduled to begin this week, but has been delayed. Trump has pleaded not guilty and denied any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Property and lives ripped apart by a powerful storm that raked parts of Iowa and Wisconsin. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkler says Greenfield, southwest of Des Moines, was really slammed.
Sadly, we confirm that there have been fatalities with this tornado. Also, injuries have been sustained by residents here in the Greenfield area.
Also, at SRNnews.com, Israel is incensed about this. Ireland, Norway, and Spain announcing formal recognition of an independent Palestinian state.
Norway, Spain, and Ireland hope their decision will shift the diplomatic dial. Ireland's Prime Minister, Simon Harris, said the aim was to support a political pathway to peace through a two-state solution. Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, said peace in the Middle East required a Palestinian state. Spain's Premier, Pedro Sanchez, said he hoped other Western countries would follow suit and boost efforts to secure a ceasefire. Hamas welcomed the decision, claiming it had been prompted by what it called its brave resistance. Israel's Foreign Minister, Israel Katz, said the decision undermined his country's sovereignty and security.
And that's the BBC's James Landale. Stocks in the red on Wall Street right now. The Dow down 35 points. NASDAQ is off 4. This is SRN News. A Christian researcher issues a warning.
George Barna, founder of the Barna Group, says Christianity is disappearing in America, and it's primarily Christians' fault. In an interview with the Christian Post, the researcher says disciplining the next generation is critical. Quote, it starts with families. Parents have the primary responsibility to raise their children to become spiritual champions. Local churches need to support parents in that endeavor. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Abortion advocates in Nevada claim they have submitted almost twice the number of petition signatures required to qualify a measure for the November ballot. It would enshrine abortion in the state's constitution. Nevadans for Reproductive Freedom President Lindsey Harmon says more than 200,000 signatures have been submitted to election officials across Nevada's 17 counties. Officials still have to verify signatures, and if the measure passes, it will need to be voted on again in 2026. Nevada passed a law in 1990 making abortion available up to 24 weeks of pregnancy. SRN News. It was an easy victory for the Fulton County District Attorney in the Georgia Democratic primary.
Here in Fulton County, Trump prosecutor D.A. Fani Willis winning the Democrat primary. Willis faced a challenger, a former prosecutor who's run before but has failed to gain any traction. Willis will now face Republican Courtney Kramer, a former legal intern in the Trump administration. Fulton County voters heavily lean Democrat. Trump's trial is on hold as an appeals court weighs whether Willis should be dismissed and the case dropped. Laura Winters, Atlanta, Georgia.
The families of 19 of the victims in the Uvalde Elementary School shooting in Texas have scheduled a news conference coming ahead of the second anniversary of one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. The attack at Robb Elementary School killed 19 fourth graders and two teachers in 2022. Several lawsuits have previously been filed. More details, SRNnews.com.